Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed. Today we begin Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. The Perek starts with the words Rabbi Eliezer. The third word of the Perek is not de Mila, but it's called Rabbi Eliezer de Mila because there are other prakim that also start with the word Rabbi Eliezer. So this one is referred to as Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. So in fact, the very next Perek is called Perek Tolin because it starts off with Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tolin. So for whatever reason, that one isn't called Rabbi Eliezer de Tolin, but this is called Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. This parak is all about the halachas of Bris Mila and what you could do as it relates to Shabbos in terms of Bris Mila. We know that the pasuk says that Biyom Hashmini Yimol Basar Lasa, that you do a Bris Mila on the eighth day, and the Gemara Darshan's Biyom Hashmini Vafilu B'Shabbos, that you do a Bris Mila on the eighth day, even if that eighth day happens to be Shabbos. That Mila is Doche Shabbos. The Rishonim already asked the Kasha, the Bali Atosis asked the Kasha, well, we make a Gzeira that you're not allowed to take Lulav on Shabbos, we make a Gzeira you're not allowed to read Megillah on Shabbos, we make a Gzeira about all these things, because Shema Yavir, you're not allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos, Shema Yavirin Adalat Amos Rishus Rabim, because we're afraid you're going to come to carry it for Amos and Rishus Rabim to go until Baki Lilmo to go learn how to do it from an expert. So why is it that we don't make such a Gzeira when it comes to Mila on Shabbos? Why don't we say Gzeira Shema Yavirin Adalat Amos Rishus Rabim, you're going to carry the equipment or whatever for Amos and Rishus Rabim to learn how to do it when it's not b'makom the mitzvah, and therefore we should make a gzeira that you're not allowed to do Mila on Shabbos. So this is the well-known comment of the Taz. The Taz writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, he writes this in Yerdeh as well, and I think in one place in Chosh Mishpat also. The Taz in three places in Shulchan Aruch says the idea that with the Chachamim there are limits to what the Chachamim are allowed to be gozer. The Chachamim are allowed to make gezeiros so long as it doesn't go against an explicit pasuk in the Torah. They can't say something is aser when there's an explicit pasuk in the Torah that says that it is mutter. So that says that you're supposed to do it, that it's a mitzvah. So the Chachamim are unable to make a gezeira against Mila b'Shabbos because b'Yom HaShmini it's kimat explicit that it's afilu b'Shabbos. Shabbos, that you do Bris Mila on Shabbos, so that's beyond their jurisdiction to be able to make any such gzeira against that which is explicit in Chumash. That's the comment of the Taz, a much celebrated comment of the Taz, that's a significant limitation on what the Rabbanon are permitted to do. So in today's daf, we're going to start with the Mishnah discussing a basic machlokas about performing preparatory work, machshire mila on Shabbos. Can you do all the preparation for Bris Mila on Shabbos? Rabbi Lazar holds that the mila knife should be exposed when carried on Shabbos. Gemara is going to discuss why in the world you would insist on that, on the mila knife being exposed as you carry it. Then the Gemara is going to discuss different communities that followed unique minority opinions of the Rabbanim, one of them being Rabbi Eliezer's unique opinion relating to Bris Mila, and that's what leads us into that. And we have a bunch of Agadita about Bris Mila, and in that context we repeat the story of Elisha Bal Knafayim, who is very makbid about Tefillin, and the Gemara is going to introduce a third opinion as to what may be done to prepare for Bris Mila on Shabbos. And then on Amud Beis we're going to have a discussion about whether it's mutter to move an item around within a mavoi when there's no shitufei mavuos to allow carrying in and out of the various chatzeros in the mavoi. Can you move at least from one mavoi to the other, from one end of the mavoi to the other? So that is the basic outline of the daf. Let's begin. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar holds, im lo hevi kli me'er of Shabbos, mevio b'Shabbos megula. If you didn't bring a kli to do the Bris Mila with, you didn't bring the equipment necessary to do the Bris Mila on Erev Shabbos to the place where the Mila is going to happen, so you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos as long as it's Megula, as long as it's very exposed, exactly what you're carrying, and everyone can see that you're carrying a Bris Mila kit. Says Tosfos, Vim Tomar Viaviu Atino Ketzel Kli, why do we assume that you should bring the Kli, that's the best idea? If the Kli and the Tinok are not in the same place, isn't it better to bring the baby to where the Kli is than to bring the Kli to where the baby is? Because after all, the Hashalek is for Shabbos Klal, the Hachai Nosei Asatzmo. We've had the concept, Hachai Nosei Asatzmo, that a living being is said to carry himself, and therefore there's no violation midaraisa of carrying a baby, of carrying a person on Shabbos. So if there's no violation midaraisa of carrying a person on Shabbos, you have two options. You can carry kelim, which is a blatant violation of hotza'ah, or you can carry the baby, which is not a violation at all. So why would we suggest carrying the kelim? Says Tosos, a couple of answers. First, Yeshlomer de katan tsarich li'imohu, va'achra mila yitzarich lachziru li'imo. The baby needs its mother. So right after the Mila, you're going to need to bring the baby back to the mother. So what? It's still a chai nosi asatzmo. Says Tosos, no. When you're bringing the baby back to the mother afterwards, and we're assuming the mother within a week of childbirth is in no condition to go all the way to where the bris Mila is going to be, v'az have a kafus. When you bring the baby back, he's ill because he just had surgery. He just had a bris Mila. So it's as if he's tied down. L'fishu cholek, darminu biyuma, afilu tem rabbi nasan cholek shiny. So the baby is considered to be tied down. When you carry a tied down person on Shabbos, we don't say a chai nosi asatzma. That's a regular violation of carrying. V'gam imo shehimu sukenas lusucha lovo yitzalatinok. The mother certainly can't come to the baby, so it's going to lead to a violation of carrying anyway. You might as well just carry the kelim to the baby, not the baby to the kelim. That is answer number one. Says tells us another answer. V'od yesh lomar kivan di yoser bekal yavi akli misha yavi atinok. Shari Rabbi Lazar k'de l'maher ha-mitzvah. Gvaldik ha-chiddush Tosa says, yes, it's true, you can carry the baby with minimal violation of Shabbos. It would only be a violation mid-Rabbanon, because after all, achai nosei es atzmo. But it's more difficult to carry the baby, to bring the baby, than it is to bring the knife. And therefore, you could do whatever is easiest, because we want to be memaher the mitzvah as much as possible. So do whatever is easiest. This comment of Tosos seems to be suggesting very clearly that when Rabbi Lazar holds, you're allowed to do the makshir emila, you're allowed to carry a knife to the bris mila, it is hutra, that it's not duchuya. It's not that begrudgingly we allow the violation of Shabbos for the sake of the mitzvah, because there's this this tension that we face of Shabbos versus the mitzvah. So we realize that it's sad that we have to violate Shabbos, but we're willing, but it's important to do it for the mitzvah. That is not the attitude. It is not duchuya. It is that there is no Isser Shabbos in this situation. It is purely a mitzvah. It is completely hutra. And that's why you're allowed to even violate the more severe Isser of carrying by carrying the knife to the baby rather than carrying the baby to the knife. In order to be memari the mitzvah. Kedemucha b'gemara, damar pamach ha-shachav lo eviu eizem al-air of Shabbos, ve-eviu b'shabbos shalo b'ritzono, she-eviu d'ar-chatzeros gagos karfifos, ve-echol lovi d'ar-chushus rabim. The gemara is going to say that in one situation, we'll see as we turn the amud from kuf lamed amud alf tamed beis, the gemara is going to say that in one situation, they carried the items that they needed for a milah in a way that didn't involve carrying dalan amud and rishus rabim or violating otzom midar raisa. They carried it from one rishus yachad to another rishus yachad, different roofs to each other, till they finally got it to where they needed to be. And Rabbi Lazar was not happy about that. You have to get the stuff there, get it there, carry it through Rishas Rabin. Alma d'shoyer Rabbi Lazar derech Rishas Rabin David Araisa k'dei l'mayer ha-mitzvah afal b'shayachal asos b'inyan d'leka ela isura d'rabban. And apparently Rabbi Lazar holds that even though it's certainly normally worse to do an isura d'araisa than it is to do an isura d'rabban, in this case it is hutra, for the sake of the mila, all malachos become mutter, that all malachos necessary for the mila become 100% mutter. So it is not a violation of a d'araisa, it's a violation of nothing. That is spelled out explicitly by the Ramban, that hutra mila b'shabbos, so they're matir kol ha-machshirim, and you have to be medakteik to do it in any other way. The Ramban spells it out, the Ritva spells it out in terms of what Tosos is driving at over here, that it's completely hutra. Says the Mishnah further now, ubisakana mechaseu al piedim. But if it's a shasa sakana, so they made a gzeira against bris mila, which is something that our enemies have been known to do over the course of Jewish history, so then mechaseu al piedim, you can't carry the mila knife publicly, everyone's going to see that what you're doing, it's going to be dangerous, but you can cover it up al piedim, as long as there are edim that see that what you're carrying in advance, so that will allow you to then carry it in a covered way. Va'odam Rabbi Lazar says even further, Korsim Eitzim Lasos Pecham in Lasos Barzel. You're even allowed to chop the wood to make the fire, to make the coals, to make the iron on Shabbos that you're going to use for the Mila knife on Shabbos. meaning all the preparatory work, even machshirim de machshirim, whatever you need to do in advance. Klalam Rabbi Akiva, kom lacha shef shal asos merev Shabbos, ein adoch Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. He says, no, here's the rule. Anything you could have done before Shabbos, and it would have gotten the job done, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. She'ef shal asos merev Shabbos, Dochas Shabbos, but anything you could not do before Shabbos, that's what's Dochas Shabbos. So, for instance, the Mila itself, you could not have done before Shabbos, that was prior to the Zman, and it's not a mitzvah of Mila yet before the Zman of the Mila, so that's called Nadav Shalas Osmer Shabbos, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. But bringing the knife, you could have done that before Shabbos. Cutting the wood, making the knife, that you could have done before Shabbos. So anything you could have done before Shabbos must be done before Shabbos. That's the fundamental machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Frekta Gemara, Yubayilahu. This requirement that Rabbi Lazar has, that you have to carry the knife in an exposed way, that it should not be covered up as you carry it, is that because of chibuv mitzvah, to let everyone know that you love the mitzvah so much, that mila is such a precious mitzvah, that we're willing to be mechal Shabbos for it? Or is it because of chashada, that we don't want people to think you're carrying other things? You walk around carrying a briefcase, everyone's going to think that you're carrying business material or other items that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So in order to get away from any chashad that people are going to be choshed you for violating an isser, chashad is a little bit different than maris ha'ayin. Maris ha'ayin is that people are going to see you doing something, they're going to think it's mutter. That's one isser. There's a separate isser of chashad that people aren't going to think it's mutter, they're just going to think you're a bad guy. V'yisem nikim, the Torah says we have to try to be above reproach, we have to be above criticism, so we have to behave in such a way where people won't look at our behavior and think that we're doing something wrong. So if you're carrying a bag and it's not clear what you're carrying, people are going to think you're carrying something else, and that's going to be a problem of chashad. So what was the driving force behind Rabbi Eliezer saying that it needs to be exposed? Was it because of you need to make a public statement about how precious Bris Mila is? Or is it about making sure that people don't suspect you of wrongdoing? Says the Gemara Lamai Nafkamina, Lasuya Mechus Al Pi Edim. Nafkamina is, can you take it covered using Edim, having Edim having seen it? Because Iyam Rishum Chaviva Mitzvah Megulin Mechusalov. If it's to make a statement about how precious the mitzvah is, then it doesn't matter if there are Edim that saw you cover it. The bottom line is, you're not making this public declaration about how precious the mitzvah is, and therefore it's useless. Eliyamrit Mishum Chashada, but if the whole issue is that you don't want people to suspect you of doing something wrong, afilu mechusa shaper dami, then if people saw what you were carrying in advance, then it would be okay even to carry it mechusa, even to carry it in a way that's covered up. So Mai, what's the din? Itmar, Amar Rabbi Levi, lo Amar Rabbi Lazar, el l'chavuv mitzvah. So Rabbi Levi says that Rabbi Lazar's whole idea was chibuv mitzvah, to show that this mitzvah is very, very precious to you. That's a discussion when someone is going in an ambulance, Hatzalah, to save a life on Shabbos. So is it better to take off the yarmulke, that people shouldn't think that it shouldn't be choshedim, or shouldn't think that it's a frum person doing it? So I think they say B'Shem Rishon Zalman, that no, Adarabba, wear the yarmulke, chibuv mitzvah, show how precious the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh of hatzolos and fashos is to you, that's a public statement of that we're willing to be mechal Shabbos for the sake of hatzolos and fashos. So anyway, so Rabbi Levi says it's because of chibuv mitzvah. Tanya Nami Achim of Ebraisa says like this: mevio megula ve'in mevio mechusa. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. You have to bring it covered up. You have to bring it exposed. You cannot bring it covered up according to Rabbi Eliezer. Sounds like even al yedei edim. Amar Ravashi Masnisin Nami Deka. The Ketani Ubishasa Sakana Mechaseu Al Piedim. The Mishnah is Meduyik this way, because the Mishnah says, when do you bring it Al Piedim? Bishasa Sakana. You have Edim see what you're carrying before you cover it up. B'sakana in, shalo b'sakana lo. That's only something for Shasa Sakana. When it's not Shasa Sakana, you're not allowed to carry it covered up, even if Edim saw in advance. Shema Mina Chibuve Mitzvah Shema Mina. So you see that all of this is about chibuv mitzvah. It's all about showing that extra love for the mitzvah. What you see over here is that in order to avoid chashad, when the Gemara says that the nafkamina between chashad and chibuv mitzvah is if Edim see that you're covering it up, what's mavur from this Gemara is that if there are two people that know what you're doing, then there's no longer a concern for chashad. That's a very difficult assertion, but the Gemara seems to say pretty clearly, because the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Tesla Meralef says Ma'arvin Bebayis Yashem Mei Darkei Shalom, and the Gemara over there says that it's because of Chashad, and Rashi says that the Bnei Chatzar are going to be Choshed that you're Metaltal without an Eruv. So you see that there's Chashad, even though it's Berabim, even though it's there are people that are aware of it. So it sounds like plus. What's the pasuk that teaches us chashad? The yisam nikiim me Hashem umi Yisrael. It's in plural. It's not in singular. It's not v'yisam naki. It's v'yisam nikiim. Sounds like even when it's a rabbim, even when it's multiple people doing something together, we don't assume that that necessarily avoids the problem of chashad. So this is a kasha Shar Mitzion Balacha raises over here. How could the Gemara over here say that, or imply at least, that when you have two people, it's not going to avoid all problems of chashad? It seems clear from the pasuk that it does not avoid problems of chashad. He leaves it as a tzarchiyin. Okay, Tanya Idach. We have another brisa, second to last skinny line. Tanya Idach. Mavio Mugula ve'in mavio Mechusa divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That you could bring it, the knife exposed on Shabbos but not covered up. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Rabbi Yudah Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. No gin hayu b'shasa sakana shayim mavio Mechusa al piyedin. That Rabbi Yudah says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that the minhag was that in the times of sakana they would bring it exposed, they would bring it covered up al piyedin. That was their minhag b'shasa sakana. That's an interesting expression. That was their minhag b'shasa sakana. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva in Yerdei Asim Reish Mem Zayin says that in general the Gemara has an idea that we don't say nohagin. We don't say that there's a minhag. Not the Gemara. Beis Yosef writes this in Yerdei and some Kofsadi, which is the siman about ksamin. So it's not shayach a minhag on a davar de lo shchiach, on something that's not shchiach, something that doesn't happen all that often. It's not shayach a minhag. So it shows you how prevalent shasa sakana was. The noginayinu b'shasa sakana that they would have to bring it mechusa. This was not like a one-time thing. Shasa kanu shma. These are things that happened all the time. So that's because we wouldn't say minhag on something that's not common. That's where Moshe has a tshuva about getting married on the night of Shivas Rabbatamos. Do the 3 weeks begin yet? So for some reason, his tshuva was about a Motzoi Shabbos when Shivas Rabbatamos is on a Sunday. Can you get married in that Motzoi Shabbos? And he says, it's not shaykh to say, well, what's the minhag? Because it's not something that happens all the time. So you can't say, what's the minhag? The minhag is only something that comes up all the time, and people chose to be noheg one way or the other. So Ibayiluhu. Edim de ka'amar, ihu v'chad, odim ihu v'trei. So he said, b'shasa sakana, you cover up the knife, but you have edim see what you're carrying. What does that mean, edim? Does that mean you plus one other person? The person who's carrying the knife plus one other person? Or does it mean the person carrying the knife plus two other people, two independent edim? So tashumah, b'sakana mechaseu, alpi edim. So we say in the Mishnah, that b'sakana you carry alpi edim. Iyam b'shlamu hu v'trei shapir. If it's hu v'trei, he and two other people, I understand why we call it Edim. Eli Yamar Tu V'chad, my Edim. If it's he plus one other person, it should be Ed, not Alpi Edim. So answers the Gemara, Shiruim Laheid B'makom Acher. No, he plus another guy are ro'i to be Edim together. Meaning the Gemara's point was, how could you call it Edim if it's the Baldavar himself and somebody else? We know that a Baldavar is not an Ed. So what, would we have a Havamina that your brother's not good enough, that your cousin's not good enough, that a gambler's not good enough, that any of the other Psalaidis aren't good enough? No, it could be a Baldavar's even worse. Right? A Baldavar is not just that he's a Psalaid, he doesn't have a shame aid bechlal. A Baldavar doesn't have, that's what the Gemara, that's how the Ravid understood, quoted by the Rosh, and says the Gemara in the end of the first parak of Makos. The Gemara says, we know we have a klal that nimtzeach meam karav apostle leidusim b'telev. We have a whole group of edim that come together to testify, and one of them turns out to be a karav or apostle, the edus is batal. So ask the Gemara, elameata haru gyatil. If Reuven kills Shimon and Levi and Yehuda were the edim, so you should never be able to punish Reuven. Why? Because Reuven killed Shimon. Shimon saw it. And Shimon is a karov to one of the people. He's karov etzel atzmo. He's involved in the case. So Shimon is one of the people who saw it. There are four people that saw it. One of them is a karov apostle. So Reuven should never be able to get punished. So it says the Gemara, maybe Reuven attacked Shimon from behind. So Shimon didn't see it. So there are only three people that see it. There's Levi, there's Yehuda, and then there's Reuven the murderer. So the Gemara says, okay, elameata, horei gyatzil. But Reuven is a baldavar. So Reuven should save himself. The fact that he saw it means nimtzeach meam karov apostle. So the Gemara says, no, The Nimsech Meim Korv Pasul is only by those who are testifying about the case, not those who are involved in the case themselves. So says the Rav, what does that mean, not those who are involved in the case themselves? Says the Rav, there are different types of Psuleidus. There are people that are possible to be made. I witness something that has nothing to do with me. I see that it happens, but I happen to be a relative of somebody, or the person who witnesses happens to be a gambler, a ganav, anything else. That's an aid puzzle. Nimtzeach neim karav apostel, edusan betela. One guy is in a karav apostel, the edus can be batel. But someone who's a baldavar, someone who's involved in the case directly himself, that's not an aid puzzle. He doesn't have a shame aid bichlal. He's not even called an aid at all. So that's not nimtzeach neim karav apostel. We wouldn't say nimtzeach neim because he never gets included in the group of aidim. So the Gemara was bothered over here. How could you say this is called aidim? One of them is the guy who's carrying himself. He's the baldavar. You can't call that aidim. So says the Gemara, no, it means ru'im lahaid b'makom acher. Two people who could be made in another case. Meaning it's not about, because this isn't about edus. It's not, when no one's giving edus, as Rashi points out. It's not dine mamonis, it's not dine nefashos. Why would we call it edim? It just means that it's something that's known, that people are aware of. But it has nothing to do with edus per se, so we don't care that he doesn't have a shame aid. It just means that people will get the word out about what's going on over here. V'odam Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Eliezer also holds you're allowed to do all of the machshirei on Shabbos, even chopping the wood, making the fire, making the knife. Tan Rabbanan, b'mekomishul Rabbi Elazar, yikarsin etim lasos p'chab and lasos barzel b'Shabbos. In the place where Rabbi Elazar lived, they would cut the wood to make the coals, to make the iron on Shabbos. B'mekomishul Rabbi Yossi Aglili, hayu ochlin basar of b'chalav. In the place of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they would eat chicken together with milk. They would eat bird meat together with milk. They just wouldn't eat basar behema together with milk. Levi ikla lebe Yosef Rishba. Levi went to the house of Yosef, who was a bird trapper. Krivile reisha de tafsa b'chalva, and they brought him some type of bird meat with milk. Lo achal, and he didn't eat it. Kiyasal kamei de Rebbe. Amaleh my lo tishmatinu. So when he came to Rebbe, he said, "Well, why didn't you put him in a shamta in some sort of cheirim? You should have yelled at him. He's serving you. A rabbi comes to your house and you serve him chicken with milk. That's terrible." Amaleh asked Rabbi Yudim Rav. He says, "No, that was in the place where Rabbi Yudim Beseira is the rav. Vamina dilma darish luk Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And I thought maybe Rabbi Yudim Beseira taught them like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that there's no iser of having bird meat together with milk. Where do we find Rabbi Yossi Aglili hold such a thing? Ditnan Rabbi Yossi Aglili Amar Nemer." Lo sochlu kol nevela. Pasuk says lo sochlu kol nevela. V'nemar, and the pasuk also says lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo. That you're not allowed to cook a gedi b'chalev imo in its mother's milk. You're not allowed to cook a kid in its mother's milk. So we darshin, even though that this, I don't know if this counts as daf yomi coincidence. It was in yesterday's parasha, but we're focusing on the pasuk in Dvarim Yudalid where it juxtaposes lo sochlu kol nevela. Lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo comes up three times in the Torah, of course, once for Israel, once for Isser Hana'a, and once for, of course, the Isser Bishul, which it says explicitly in the Pasuk, but we're darshing the juxtaposition in the Pasuk to Nevela. So it says, Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo, and says, Lo Sochel Kol Nevela. So we darshing Esha Asur Mishum Nevela, Asur Levashel B'Chalev. That which is eligible to become a Nevela, you're not allowed to cook with milk. Of Sha'asr Mishum Nevela, and therefore I would think, okay, a bird can be a Nevela. If you don't shech the bird, you just kill a bird is a Nevela. Yachli Ye'asr Levashel B'chalav, so I might think it's included in the Isser of Basar B'chalav, Tamlomer B'chalev Imo. That's why the pasuk goes out of its way to say, in its mother's milk, Yatza Of Shein Lo Chalavein, meaning the only type of meat you're not allowed to cook with milk is meat of an animal that has a mother who produces milk. Birds' mothers, which are also birds, do not produce milk, and therefore bird meat is mutter to have with chalav. That is the shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So he said, I'm not going to criticize him. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and if he holds like, and if he darshan like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he's well within his rights to do that. Am Rabbi Yitzchak. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, Irachas Haisa Beretz Yisrael Sheyosin Rabbi Eliezer Vayumesim Bezmanin. There was one city in Eretz Yisrael that they did like Rabbi Eliezer, and they used to die Bezmanin. The people didn't die young in that city, even though they were doing, or because of the fact they were following their rabbi, and their rabbi held that you're allowed to do all the Machshirei Milan Shabbos. So they were doing what we would call Chilul Shabbos, and at the end of the day, the Ribbono Shel Olam rewarded them for it because it was the right thing to do according to Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer. Velo Oda, not only that, Al Shpamachas Gozer Malchsarish Gezer Al Yisrael Al Amila, Velosi Ir Lo Gozer. One time there was a Gezerah made against the whole the area, the whole community, not to do Bris Mila, and that city that followed Rabbi Eliezer didn't have the Gezerah made against them. They were spared from this Gezerah. Marsha points out, what's the idea that Mesa, that they all died Bismanim, that they didn't die young? Says the Marsha, Umida Keneged Mida. This is a Mida Keneged Mida. I'll show you Medaktikin Lasos Kle Mila, Afil Bishabis Kedelikaya Mitzos Mila. Bismana. What was the point? Why would they do all these makshire mila? Because it was so important for them to get the mila done on time. What would we do if we don't have the makshire mila all done on Shabbos? You'd have to wait till Sunday. But they, it was so important for them to do it on time. So gam he mesu bismana. And so Hashem would make sure that everything happened on time, punctually with them. Maybe this marsha is an important musar about a mida keneged mida of being punctual. That when we're punctual with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're punctual to davening, we're punctual to with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be punctual with us in terms of Misa Bismana. That's the Mida Kenegan Mida that you have. And says the Marsha, V'afal Pishen Raya L'davar, you're not going to be able to bring a Raya to this, but Zecher L'davar. There's a good remez to remember this. Yitzchak Haya Rishon Shnima L'shmona Bismano, Mes Bismano. Yitzchak had his Bris Mila on time, and he died on time. He died in his full 180 years he was supposed to live. Avram Shanimal Shalobizmano, Avram had his Mila a little bit late in his life. He did not have his Mila on the eighth day. Mace He Shanim Kodim Zmano Kdamin Parakama Dvab Basra. He died 5 years early before his man, as Rashi points out in Chumash, that he shouldn't see Esav go to Tarbus Ra'a. So Avram Avinu died younger. Marsha notes that it's in the first parak of Bab Basra, and the notes on the bottom of the page over here in the Hagos Vara says Less Hashem El B'Medrash Rabbe. There's no Gemara in the first parak of Bab Basra that actually says that, but it is a Medrash Rabbe in Parsha. Told us that Avram died 5 years young because that Avram did die 5 years young. So that's the that's the remez to remember with the value of Mila Bismana, particularly for this community. It caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure they only died Zmanim and not chas v'shalom before their zman. Okay, Tanya, Mishungum liyalomer, kol mitzvah shekiblu aleim besimcha, kigon mila d'chsiv, sasanochi alim resecha, kamotze shal rav, any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael in general is mekabel with simcha, like the mitzvah of mila, as the pasuk says, sasanochi alim resecha, kamotze shal rav, adayin osin osa besimcha. Klal Yisrael still does those mitzvahs besimcha. This is the idea that we do these mitzvahs besimcha is the source that the Bir Agra quotes in Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Reish Samachay of why we have a din dafka to have a sudas bris mila, that it's based on the idea that any mitzvah that was given besimcha we're supposed to still do besimcha. The Rav Zilberstein quotes a shaila over here. They had a situation where they had a mila shalom bezmana and it was supposed to be done late in the day on Erev Shabbos because they thought the baby was finally ready and they prepared a whole suda. They had a caterer, everything was all prepared. Maul shows up, he looks at the baby, says not quite ready, can't do the mila now, and they had this whole suda, so they didn't know what to do, because normally you're not allowed to have a big suda on Erev Shabbos unless it's a sudas mitzvah. You're only allowed to do for a sudas mitzvah. So there was a Talmud Chacham that was at the suda, said this suda is not a sudas bris mila, it's a sudas pikuach nefesh. That the halacha is that we're celebrating the great mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. That just like we celebrate the mitzvah of doing a mila properly, so we also celebrate the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, that we're makbid to make sure to be very safe and not to risk anybody's life. And just like the Rambam writes in Kiddush HaChodesh, that when they were ma'abr the Chodesh, they made a su'uda to be mefarseim as hadavar, to make it public what they had done. So making a su'uda is a good way to be mefarseim the idea of pikuach nefesh. So a lot of the other rabbanim thought that maybe that's not such a good cheshbin, that it's dafka by bris mila that we allow for the su'uda on Erev Shabbos. Bris mila sasanochi alim resecha is dafka a celebration. We don't find su'uda seirisin can't even be done on Erev Shabbos. Su'uda seirisin you're not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos. That's in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Tesiv Beis. So it's hard to say that su'udas bris mila would be done. Okay, probably b'makom mehevsed and it's hard to the family. Maybe there was room to be makel based on that idea. So anyway, so because we accepted this mitzvah b'simcha, so we continue to do it b'simcha. V'kal mitzvah shekiblu aleim b'ktata, and any mitzvah that we originally accepted with a certain sense of fighting and being argumentative, kigon arayos, like arayos t'chsiv, v'yishma Moshe ha'am bocha l'mishpachosav, that Moshe heard that the people were crying l'mishpachosav. What What does that mean? Al iske mishpachos, of that when they heard all the rules of arayos, they were not happy about it. So anything that relates to arayos, we still do with quarreling, with arguing. And that's the well-known concept that you never have a ksuba, you never have a shidduch, that everything goes smoothly. There's always something. There's always an argument somewhere in the process, and that's because when we first got the mitzvah of arayos, we weren't so careful about it. What does ksuba have to do with arayos? Ksuba, you're getting mad. No, the point is, you're creating a new arayos. When a woman becomes an eshes ish, she's now arayos to everybody else in the entire world. When we make the birchas erisin, shasalanu as arayos, right, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for assuring the arayos. So that's the idea that ksuba always has tigra. There's always some level of argument. Tanya, b'shimon elazromer, kol mitzvah shemasu Yisrael atzman aleim lemisa b'shas k'zeres hamalchus. Any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael is moser nefesh for during Shas Gzeres HaMalchus, kigon Avodas Kochav Mumila Adayini Muchzakas Biyadam, like Avodas Zara and Bismila, people are willing to give their lives to do these mitzvahs, so we're very strong in these mitzvahs. V'kol mitzvah shalom Masu Yisrael Atzman Alei L'misa B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus, and things that mitzvahs that we weren't willing to give our lives for when they made Gzeres against us, kigon Tfilin Adayini Murufa Biyadam, like for instance the mitzvah of Tfilin, those mitzvahs are still weak in Klal Yisrael. Because Rabbi Yanai says that tefillin require a guf naki like Elisha bal kanafayim. So where do we see that that people are weak in this mitzvah? So Rashi says that guf naki shelo yafiach alma lozi hiribuhu v'shaminim minad lo masra el Elisha levado. That we see from the story that we're about to tell of Elisha bal kanafayim that people weren't so moser nefesh on it except for Elisha, and therefore it's marufa biyadam. People are not so careful about the mitzvah of tefillin. So maihi, what does it mean to have a guf naki? Amar Rabbi Shlai Yafiach Ben, one shouldn't pass gas in the tefillin. Rav Amar Shlai Yishin Ben, one shouldn't sleep in his tefillin. V'amai karle Elisha Bal Kanafayim, how did this guy get the name Elisha Bal Kanafayim? So this Gemara appears earlier in the Masechta Daf Mem Tes, What does it say? So yeah, Daf Mem Tes. So we have this Gemara again, the story of Elisha Bal Kanafayim. Shepam Achas Gazer Malchus Harisha Gezer Al Yisrael, that one time the Malchus made a Gezer against Klal Yisrael, Shekolam Tefillin al rosho, yikru es mocho. That anyone who puts tefillin on his head, they're going to bash his skull in. They're going to bash his brains in. Vaya Elisha maniach tefillin v'yatzal l'shuk. And Elisha put on tefillin, and he went out publicly with his tefillin. V'ra'o kazler echad rotz milfanav v'ratz achrav. And he was spotted by an officer who started chasing after him, and Elisha ran away. Kivan sheigia etzla natlo me'rosho v'achzan v'yado. Once the officer caught up with him, Elisha quickly grabbed his tefillin off of his head and held them in his hand. Amarle ma biyadcha. So he said, "What's in your hand?" Amarlo kanfeyona. He says, "Kanfeyona are in my hand." Pashat his yada v'nimtzu ba kanfeyona. And then he opened up his hand, and sure enough, there was the wings of Yona. Leficha chayukarinosa bal kanfayim. That's why they called him Elisha bal kanfayim. Maishna kanfeyona damarle v'lamarle sharofos. Why dafka did he pick a dove of all birds to identify that was in his hands? He could have said anything. It's interesting that it asked it that way. I would say v'lamar shar dvarim, anything. He could have said money is in it. He could have said anything. But he dafka said kanfeyona. Why does he dafka say kanfeyona? Mishum didam yekanef Knesset Yisrael li Yona, because Knesset Yisrael is compared to Yona. Shnemer kanfe Yona nechva bekesef va'avrusa biyirak recharutz. So what are we darshin? Ma Yona zu kanafel maginos ala af Yisrael mitzvos maginos aleihem. That just like the Yona is protected by its wings, so too Klal Yisrael, the mitzvos that we have protect us. So again, the assumption is, of course, he was going to say a bird, perhaps symbolic of the fact that it's our mesiras nefesh to do mitzvos that allows us to soar and to thrive and to be able to elevate ourselves beyond normal human accomplishment, that we're able to connect to the Ribbono Shalom, we're able to connect to what's on high, to the Ribbono Shalom. So maybe the idea of using a bird is not so far-fetched. That's clearly going to be what he's going to refer to. But Dafka, why this kind of bird? Because this kind of bird uses its wings to protect itself, the Gemara says, and the mitzvos tend to protect Klal Yisrael. Tosfos over here says that the reason we're quoting this story over here is we're trying to show that people were not moser nefesh for tefillin. So what Rashi said, yeah, people were not moser nefesh because only Elisha was the one who was willing to do it. Apparently nobody else was wearing tefillin, so nobody else was moser nefesh. Says Tosfos, harei shelo maser atzmo lomar tefillin hein, that he wouldn't say it's tefillin. So you see, he wasn't moser nefesh for tefillin. Very interesting comment. He was willing to wear the tefillin, but he didn't carry it through all the way. So even though he's a hero in this story, Hashem did a great miracle for him, but nevertheless, Tosfos said he could have been a bigger hero. He could have said that these are tefillin, and then really been Moser Nefesh for the sake of tefillin, and that's why we're saying that Klal Yisrael is not Moser Nefesh for the tefillin. Just on the Tosfos has another out of the previous Tosfos, we said that any mitzvah that we were mekabel b'simcha, we continue to do b'simcha. Tosfos quotes Ve'yasavra Mishta Gadol B'yom Higamel Yitzchak, that it's from the original source. Is the Medrash tells us that the pasuk says Avram made a big party when he was Higamel Yitzchak. What's Higamel? So Pashup Shad is that the day that Yitzchak was weaned. But says the Medrash, Hey Gimel Mal, on the day that a Mila was done Bizmano and Yitzchak on Hey Gimel 5 plus 3 when he did the Mila on the 8th day. So that's the great celebration that Avram Avinu had done. So but the Gemara emphasizes 2 points: the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, 2 points that maybe one would normally think are contradictory. The importance of Simcha Shel Mitzvah and the importance of Mesiris Nefesh for a Mitzvah. People don't often associate Mesiris Nefesh with Simcha, but perhaps the juxtaposition teaches us that when one is Moser Nefesh, they do feel a certain sense of Simcha for a Mitzvah. When one is Moser Nefesh, they feel a special attachment to it, and that attachment to the Mitzvah ultimately gives a person a great sense of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. We're at the two dots on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Ado, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Pam Achas Shachu V'lo Yeviu Yizemel Me'erev Shabbos, Ve'eviu B'Shabbos. One time they forgot and they didn't bring the Kelim to do the Bris Mila on Erev Shabbos, so they brought it on Shabbos, Derech Gagos V'Derech Chatzeros. But they were careful to, when they brought it on Shabbos, to only bring it through Gagos and Chatzeros, not to carry it through Rosh Hasharadim. They only brought it through from one Rosh Hasharadim to another Rosh Hasharadim. Shelo Baratzen Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was not happy about that idea. Rabbi Eliezer thought they should bring it straight through Rosh Hasharadim. This is what Tosfos referred to in the first Tosfos in the Perek, that Rabbi Eliezer thought if it's mutter, it's mutter, you bring it through Rosh Hasharadim. Frek Tosfos over here, on the top Tosfos on this Amud, Kasha L'Rashba, Hamrinu L'Kaman B'Pirkin, Kal Makam Shatamotze Asei V'Los Asei Matu Yochal Kaim Eshneim Mutav, V'Achal Kiv Nef Shal Kaim Eshneim, L'Aviyo Derek Agus V'Chateres V'Kafefo, So Mai Aviyo, So Derek Rosh Hasharadim. He says, I don't understand. When we say Asei Dochalos Asei, that a mitzvah say is Dochalos Asei, if you're able to do both, you have to do both. If you're able to accomplish both without sacrificing anything, so you have to. So why over here would Rabbi Lazar be upset that they came up with an Eitzah? They came up with a way that they're not going to violate anything. So V'leka L'meimar D'Legabe Milu D'Goli Rachmanu B'Adidachi Shabbos G'ashu L'Kaman Lo Amrinu Hachi D'Lekaman Gad Basra Filu Makam B'Heres Yikotz Amrinu K'Dre Shalkesh Amrinu Shalkesh Kol Makam Shatamotze. And don't tell me that doesn't apply to Bris Mila, because the Gemara is going to discuss what if there's a Negat Sara'as on the Makam Amila. And the Gemara is going to say, well, if there's a way to do it without, we say the same idea. If you're able to be Mekayim Shnehem, one way or the other, so you Mekayim Shnehem. You don't just stam, cut off. There's Nisr, cut off a Negat Saras, a mitzvah to do a Bris Mila. But even in that context, we say that if there's some way to be Mekayim Shnehem, so you try to be Mekayim Shnehem. So Tos leaves it over here as a Tzarchin. And Amar Aleph, he assumed that everything is Hutra and that 100% you could just do whatever you want. But over here, he leaves it as a Tzarchin. Why? Why does Rabbi Lezer not allow for Efshul Mekayim Shnehem? So Maskar of Yosef, Shalom Ratzlan Rabbi Lezer, Adar Rabbi Lezer the Shari. It sounds when you say Shalom Baratzim Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer thought that this was a violation of Shabbos, that it was Shalom Baratzim Rabbi Lezer because he didn't like the fact that they were carrying from one Rosh Hashanah to another. What do you mean? Rabbi Lezer holds you allowed to carry Rosh Hashanah. It should all be mutter. The chitayim Shalom Baratzim Rabbi Lezer the Shari afilu Rosh Hasharabim ela Baratzim Rabbanan da'asru darak Rosh Hasharabim v'sharu darak agos darak tzeus darak harfifos. So maybe you can say no. Shalom Baratzim Rabbi Lezer means that Rabbi Lezer thought, like we said before, that Rabbi Lezer thought, why bother taking it derech gagos? Just carry it in the Rosh Hasharabim. You know who held that you're supposed to carry it derech gagos, derech hatzeros? That's the Rabbanan who hold you can't carry it in Rosh Hasharabim, but it's still okay to carry through various Rishuyos HaYachid. So, frankly, Gemara, do the Rabbanan really hold that? Umi Shari, is that really permissible according to the Rabbanan? Vatanya, k'shem she'in mevino so derech Rosh Hasharabim, k'chein mevino so lo derech gagos, lo derech hafifos, lo derech hatzeros. The Rabbanan hold that you're not allowed to carry it even from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. It's not okay. Just like you're not allowed to carry Rishus HaRabim, they wouldn't have allowed this either. So who are we talking about that it was Shalom Beratzon to carry it Gagos Chatzeros, that it was Beratzonam to carry carrying it derech gagos v'chatzerus, but would not have been beritzonim to carry in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Elazar holds it's even beritzonim to carry in Rosh Hashanah, and the Chacham holds you're not even allowed to carry derech gagos v'chatzerus. There must be a third shita. Elam Ravashi shelo beritzon Rabbi Elazar u'machlo kaso eino chinami. It's against Rabbi Elazar. It's against the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Elazar. Elo beritzon Rabbi Shimon. They were doing like Rabbi Shimon. A third shita. Ditnan Rabbi Shimon omer echad gagos v'echad karfifos v'echad chatzerus. Kulan Rishos Echad Hein Lekelim Shosafsu B'tochan V'lo Lekelim Shosafsu B'soch HaBayis. You're not allowed to carry from a bayis to a gag, from a bayis to a chatzer. But if you have a kli that already was in the chatzer, so you're allowed to carry from chatzer to chatzer, from one chatzer to another, that is not a problem according to Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Even if the various chatzeros and gagos belong to many different people, they never asked carrying from one Rishos Yach to another Rishos Yach unless it involves carrying from a bayis, according to Rabbi Shimon. And that's why it's Rabbi Shimon who holds they could not carry the Zemel in the Rosh Hashanah, but they could derech gagos, derech chatzeros. Let's say they never made a shituv emavuos. The way it was set up is that you would have many batim in a chatzer, and then many chatzeros open up into a mavui. Most communities nowadays aren't really set up this way. I was in Boca a couple of weeks ago. They have the whole communities around the circle. It's mamish set up like a Talmudic neighborhood, very frum. They have chatzeros and a mavui, very interesting. So you have many chatzeros open up into a mavui. Normally, you're not allowed to carry from a chatzer into the mavui, from one chatzer to another chatzer, through a mavui, unless you do shitufei mavuos. Even though the mavui is all rishos yachid midar raisa, but midrabanan, you're not allowed to carry that way, unless all the chatzeros join together in one box of matzahs that they share, and they make a shitufei mavuos. Let's say you didn't do a shitufei mavuos. So granted, you can't carry from a chatzer to the mavui. Can you carry within the mavui, from one end of the mavui to the other? Or do we treat it like a rishos rabban, where you can't even carry dalet amos within a mavui? So mir kachatzer dami, ma chatzer do we treat it like a chatzer where if you don't make an erev chatzeros, you're still allowed to carry within the chatzer? So if you're also without a shtufi mavuos, you should still be able to carry within the mavui. Maybe it's not like a chatzer. A chatzer has four walls. A mavui doesn't have four walls. It's open on at least one side. That's a mavui is open to the rishos rabin. Inami chatzer islay diurin. Hi less bay diurin. Or maybe the another difference is that a chatzer has people that live in it. A mavui is no one that lives in it, and therefore it's more dome to a rishos harabim, and you might think that it would be more usher to carry within the mavui. So shasik v'lamer levelo midi. So Rabbi Zera asked this question of Ravasi. Ravasi did not give an answer. Zim nashke diyasav kamar. One time he found that Ravasi was sitting and saying, "Am Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yuda Anasi Pamach Hashachu v'lo aviu izem leir of Shabbos ve'aviu b'Shabbos vayadover kasha lechachamim heich mani." That one time they forgot to bring the Zemel for the Mila on Erev Shabbos, and they brought it on Shabbos, and the Chacham were all upset. How could you ignore the sheet of the Chacham and follow the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer? You never follow the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Why not? First of all, Rabbi Eliezer Shamute. Rashi says, what does that mean? Two possibilities. Either he was put in Chayrim in the story in Tanu Shalachnoyim, but Metzia Daf Nuntes, or that he was a Talmud of the Beis Shammai. For one of those reasons, we never pass link. And the majority of Rishonim understand that it relates to him being a Talmud of the Beis Shammai. That it's not because he was Prun Chayim. Rabbi Elazar is the one that was mispire, that showed off that Shalom or Davar Shalom Shammai Pirabo, that he never said anything he didn't hear from his Rebbeim. So that was his undoing. He was a Talmud of the Beis Shammai, so we can't pass link him, because everything he said, he attributed to his Rebbeim. He attributed to the Beis Shammai. So that's Pashas, what it means, Shamutahu, Va'od Yachid Ram Malach Ram. And anyway, he's a yachid going up against the rabbin. We should always pass the chachamim against Rabbi Lazar. V'am Rabbi Oshia she'ilis says Rabbi Yehuda ha'gozer v'am Rali. We asked Rabbi Yehuda the moel, the gozer, the cutter. V'am Rali mavoi shlo nishtatvu bohava v'yisu mehai reish lai reish. And he said, no, they weren't following Rabbi Lazar. It was a mavoi that they forgot to make a shetupe mavuos, and they brought it from one end of the mavoi to the other. That's all it was. Do you hold that that's okay? If you have a mavui that didn't have a shituf, you're allowed to carry from one end to the other? In. And he said, yes. He says, I've asked you this many times, and you never told me that before. Dilma agav shitvach roidlach v'gamrech. Maybe because you were too rushed, you didn't have time to respond properly and to think about it properly. Amrlei in agav shitvach bihitali gamri. He says, you're right. I just ran through the sugya too quickly. I didn't have time to really explain it. But in chinami, I really do pask in this way that if you have a mavwe that does not have a shituve mavuos, one is permitted to carry from one end of the mavwe to the other end of the mavwe, so long as you don't carry from a chatzer to the mavwe. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with itmar tomorrow. Bye.